Hello GWA, this is Lady Vicarian and I am back with another questionnaire from Nickel Silver. This one made me giggle a bit when I saw it in my inbox. So without further ado, here is Nickel Silver's Cranky Pants questionnaire. So number one, philosophically speaking, the best way to deal with anger and disappointment is A. Attack, B. Embrace, or C. Shrug. Now, I am quite hot-headed if something piques my anger. So I would feel like I would want to attack. But while I'm hot-headed, I'm not violent as such. So possibly I would start off as attack and then I just want to embrace. So I'm sorry, Nicole, I've given you a double answer again. But, you know, you do keep sending me these things. Two, contemplating vengeance. What's your pleasure? Poison, pistol, anthrax, ice pick, or car bomb? Bonus question. What is more effective, blackmail, death threats, or character assassination? Well, first of all, I wouldn't use any of those weapons, because if I didn't use one of the swords that I own, I would feel like I'd had a wasted opportunity. What is more effective? Character assassination. In my mind, but that's because I have actually no frame of reference for the other two, I promise you. 3. When confronted by a bona fide jerk, do you 1. Get mad, 2. Get even, 4. Smile and practice acceptance, because what goes around comes around. Again, you're going to hate me, because this is a double answer. I will get mad first. As I explained, I'm quite hot-headed. I will possibly turn the air blue and talk to myself. But eventually it would turn to smile and practice acceptance, because I have learned that what does go around comes around pretty damn fast, and you should always be aware of it hitting you in the ass at some point. 4. Do you consider problems, barricades, temporary setbacks, or opportunities to practice patience? I do my best to think them temporary setbacks, but when you've got one problem arriving over another, you do start to get a little bit suspicious that somebody is putting barricades in your way. Number 5. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Sound advice or excuse for weak people who flunked out of Assassin's Guild? I'd go with the second option. I mean, if you're an assassin, you should be able to, you know, dodge a bullet. Don't test me on that. I'm really not an assassin and I don't particularly want people shooting at me. Woe is me. Pity party. Table for one. Oh, I love you, Nickel. Let it out. Number 6. Which of these options appeals to you more? Whack a pillow with a wiffle bat, share your feelings with a friend who won't cozen your bullshit, or have angry sex? Now, I'd like to say C, but I'm going to go with B, because generally when I'm having feelings, for fuck's sake, it sounds like having a cold. When I'm having feelings, I go to my brother, who I can rely upon to tell me if I'm being a dick, and if I should be the one apologising to another party, or whether they should be apologising to me. Sexual healing. Which GWA audio turned your frown upside down? Ooh! Let me think. It would actually have to be Suits and Lies, fuck you audio. I can't remember if that's the title of it, and I'm not going to stop now to go and check, but I believe it was entitled something like fuck you, angry sex type thing. It was fun. 8. Name 3 things that you are grateful for right now. I'm grateful that I am still writing. I am grateful for 2 wonderful friends who were always there for me. And I'm grateful for finding a new community which has welcomed me with open arms. I'm fairly sure at some point they're going to realise that was a big mistake. But up until then, doing great. 9. Nothing gets those sweet, sweet endorphins flowing like exercise. Do you prefer to go for a stroll, charge up a hill, have enthusiastic sex, punch a heavy bag, or dance? I dance. When I'm cleaning, I tend to dance around the flat, and I'll just leave you to imagine that disaster. Number 10. Whoever said you can't buy happiness hasn't had a massage or bought you lingerie. Please describe. Well, I'm not wearing any, so nothing. Name your favourite self-indulgence. Mine's quite sad and geeky. My favourite self-indulgence is buying a new computer game. It's not chocolate, it's not really nice underwear or even sex toys, it's a computer game. You give me a computer game, I am going to be a happy little pixie. I will probably hug you, then I will probably disappear for a few days with my video game. Okay. Number 11. Pull your head out of your ass, roll up your sleeves and volunteer for a worthy cause, like anything to do with animals or animal rescue. It was my first job. It was a very grueling job and, you know, it kind of worked upon my patience and my emotions quite a bit. But it was a good job. And it was always a great day when you could rehome an animal with a good family. So, yeah. Number one tune on your happy music playlist. My happy music playlist is a bit warped. I'm tempted to say Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name Of, because that always puts me in a good mood. Reminds me of my of the days when I could actually throw myself around a dance floor without, you know, doing something to my hip. God, I sound old. But I suppose if you're looking for sort of like happy songs, it would probably have to be Nina Simone's Feeling Good. Well, I certainly hope I provided some amount of entertainment, if only for the way that I pronounce and stumble over half my words. But please do enjoy, and if you are feeling down, go find something fun to do. Or failing that, someone. Take care, guys.